should eat from the sides and preferably not eat from the center. Here again, if it is a variety, for example, it is fruit, and there are different types of variety of fruit, then to eat from the center, there is no problem because he's choosing another type of fruit. But where you got, for example, rice dish, or you got a curry, ideally a person should eat from the sides, don't eat from the center. The hadith will explain to us why. One Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, one Ibn Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al barakatu tanzilu wasta ta'ami fakulu min hafatayhi wa la ta'kulu min wasatihi. Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that barakat descends wasata ta'ami in the center of the food, fakulu min hafatayhi, so eat from the sides. Do not eat from the center. Why? Barakat is coming down in the center. So then you eat from the sides. You don't interfere with that barakat. In another hadith, in Abdullah ibn Busrin radiallahu anhu, قال, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قسعة يقال لها الغراء يحملها أربعة رجال. And Abdullah ibn Busrin radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a plate, a big plate, قال, يقال لها الغراء. The name of this plate was called غراء. The plate of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was called Gharra. Four people had to carry it. It was so heavy. It was a big plate. Four people had to carry it. فَلَمَّا أَضْحَوْا وَسَجَدُ الضُّحَىٰ أُتِيَ بِتِلْكَ الْقَسْعَةِ يَعْنِي وَقَدْ ثُرِدَ فِيهَا. When it was after the mid-morning prayer, which is known as the Salat al-Duha or the Salat al-Chast, at that time, after the Sahaba would read Salat al-Chast, then that plate would be brought. That plate would be brought and sarid would be put inside. Sarid is a gravy with bread in it and a bit of meat in it, that type of a dish with a gravy, almost like a curry. So that dish would be brought now and put into plate. فَلْتَفُّ عَلَيْهَا. Then the people, Zahaba, would go and then eat there. فَلَمَّا كَثَرُوا جَثَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Now when the Sahaba came, what a beautiful sight, all eating together. All the Sahaba sitting together, eating the curry, when in the mid-morning. When it used to become a bit crowded, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit kneeling. He would sit on his knees kneeling. وَقَالَ أَعْرَابِيٌّ مَا هَذِهِ الْجِلْسَ. So one Bedouin asked Rasulullah sallam, what type of sitting is this? You are kneeling and you are sitting. Obviously Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making place for the satis. If everyone is going to sit in a comfortable manner, then it will be tight around that plate. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his humility, he would sit on his knees, kneeling like that, so that other people can fit in also and also eat. So this Bedouin asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type of sitting is this? وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَنِي عَبْدًا كَرِيمًا. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me a honorable slave. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا عَنِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made me a rebellious tyrant. Allah hasn't made me a rebellious tyrant. Look at the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with his sahaba and how the tyrants sit. They sit on their thrones and they sit commanding people. Nobody else can be with them. But look at the king of all the kings, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What humility. He would sit with his sahaba. And that also he would sit in such a way that he would be on his knees so that other people can fit. What humility. So what a beautiful answer, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak hasn't sent me as a rebellious tyrant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me as an honorable slave. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم gave some advice. كلوا من حواليها ودعوا ذروتها يبارك فيها. Then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, eat from the sides, don't eat from the center. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessings. Why? Because blessings descend in the center. So do not eat from the center, eat from the sides, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down blessings in the center. رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Look at what beautiful akhlaq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith we did yesterday, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he narrated it. What akhlaq Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had had. That even the person that killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was so beautifully attracted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is quoting the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we learn that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit with his companions. They all used to sit together. He would make place for them. And he's giving us advice how we should also eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and come early for Jummah, read our Surah Kahf, and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun.